WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the four-day-long meeting in San Francisco of leaders from Asian and Pacific nations was productive.
The U.S. companies have announced more than $500 billion investments into APIC economies to build new subsea cables, decarbonizing energy grids.
In Israel, thousands of people marched toward Jerusalem demanding the return of hostages being held by Hamas.
Seven of my family members are kidnapped in Gaza. My mother, my sister's husband and their children, who are 8 and 3 years old. How can you put a price on a 3-year-old girl?
Americans are already on the move for Thanksgiving, says the Philadelphia Airport's Heather Redfern.
We're 11% higher this year than we were last year for the Thanksgiving travel period. And if you haven't traveled in a few years and you think, oh, nobody's flying yet, no, people are flying.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on their faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Charges were settled in Trumbull County regarding the sexual assault of a mentally ill victim. Robert Gappa was sentenced to 7 years in prison as part of a plea deal after being charged alongside Rosemary Gappa and Terry Lowenhagen for the sexual assault of a mentally ill 17-year-old girl. According to court records, Robert organized the assaults that were conducted by Rosemary and Lowenhagen. Rosemary was previously sentenced to 5 years in prison, and Lowenhagen is due in court in January. The Wisconsin Court-Appointed Special Advocates Association is initiating a program to provide comfort and dignity to children in the foster care and child welfare system. The initiative will distribute suitcases filled with essential items and toiletries to abused and neglected children, giving them much-needed supplies and a proper bag to carry their belongings in. The public can also support the initiative through the My Stuff, My Bag Amazon wish list, purchasing items to be sent to the CASA offices. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in primetime against Nebraska. The kickoff 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. Head coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense, chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
partly cloudy and a whole lot colder today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 29 tonight, sunny. 50 tomorrow, 50 again on Sunday. The weekend looking good, and enjoy it while you can because it's going to get colder. We're talking highs in the 20s by mid to late next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Pretty happy Friday to you, Aaron, working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man. You know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and information.
Man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team. This
what? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
As said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. Yeah, but I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side to lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underle, took no position. Underle, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months.